This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tonight, some of the imam was led by children from Mahat Tahfiz and Khadim from Sungai Gabai. One important thing that we are trying to do every night in the month of Ramadan is to try to improve the quality of our prayer. By improving the quality of the prayer, inshallah, we increase our iman. We know that iman is divided into four levels. Iman yazid wa la yanqus. The iman will keep on increasing, inshallah, it will not decrease. This iman are the iman of the prophets, the companions of the prophet, and whoever followed the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like the ayah was recited today in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. If any one of us want to reach the level of rida, the level that Allah is pleased with you and we are pleased with Allah, then Allah put a condition that you should follow. Follow who? Follow the best generation, the generation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where the Prophet command us to follow. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa'a ar-rashidin al-mahdin. Control this kid for a while. Yeah? Before the camera collapses. It's also the duty of all of us to help each other when some children is moving too freely. Yeah? It's our children. Bantu kawal anak, ya. Brothers and sisters, the first level of iman yazid wa la yanqus. The second level la yazid wa la yanqus. Neither the iman will increase or decrease. There is the iman of the angel. We are no angels, alhamdulillah. Yeah, we are just a human, alhamdulillah. So when you are in the level of human, not angel, neither we are prophets, then we come to the third level of iman, yazid wa yanqus, increase and decrease, increase, decrease. Ramadan increase more, outside Ramadan decrease more. Very common. But if Ramadan do not increase, then we have big problem. Ramadan must increase. And we hope that when Ramadan end, our iman is a bit stable to meet 11 months to come. The last category, iman yanqus wa la yazid. Keep on decreasing. Ramadan decrease, outside Ramadan more decrease. That is not a good sign. Increase, decrease is a good sign, because we are no prophet and no angels. How can you increase your iman? By trying your best to follow what Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam want us to follow. That's all. Simple as that. If the Prophet said, when you are praying jama'ah, straighten your role, establish your line straight. For indeed, the angel prays in line. Even angel who worship Allah, they have their safs. Wal malaikatu saffan saffa. The angel, when they want to perform prayer, they also pray, but they never disconnect their self. Their self is so straight. Like what Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفْقًا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانُ مَرْسُوسٌ. The best saf is a saf like a building, where all the brick is connected. There's no vacuum. There is a best saf. بُنْيَانُ مَرْسُوسٌ. Allah give an example, is like a building. That is connected from one to another. Allahu Akbar. We know that it's not easy sometimes, because even the shaitan is no more here, but the agent of Satan is everywhere. Keep on struggling. But it's a jihad, inshallah. You try your best, Allah will help you. How can we change? We only can change when we are humble, when we are sincere, and we have decided we want to change. Do we want to change, brother and sister? Yes. You say you want to change, then Allah help you, but you must make the move. You cannot say, I want to change, but I'm not doing anything. Show you one simple example. A prayer that we have been taught by our Prophet ﷺ for years we are reciting this dua. Whether you are here or you are somewhere else, most of the Muslims who memorize dua, they will make this dua. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. We keep on asking Allah to help us to remember Allah in the best way that Allah wants us to remember Him. To remember Allah in the way the Prophet have taught us, that's the best way. Nobody can say that his zikr is better than the zikr of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. Wa shukrika, we must be thankful and grateful to Allah. We are given the opportunity to follow the sunnah. It's a ni'mah. Sometimes we want to follow, but the opportunity is not there. We want to follow, but the environment don't help. But here we are helping all of us. The environment is there to help us. So we should be thankful to Allah. We have an environment who is helping us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We just have to try our best to follow. That's all we have to do. وَحُسْنِ ibadatik. This is what we ask Allah. حُسْنِ ibadatik. We are asking day in, day out. Every day in the morning, in the evening, we ask, حُسْنِ ibadatik. حُسْنِ ibadatik. What is حُسْنِ ibadatik? What is حُسْنِ ibadatik, brothers and sisters? What is ibadah? Our worship, act of worship. What is Husni? Anybody whose name is Husni here? Husni is the best ibadah. Not just an ibadah that come with quality. Husni ta'am, the best food. Just an example. We ask Allah to help us so that the quality of our prayer is getting better and better. Our saf is getting stronger and stronger, closer and closer. That should be the way. I hope everyone of here understand English, inshallah, except most of our young students from Gabai. They are learning now. But again, I want to remind myself and all the good brothers and sisters, seeker of knowledge, those who love the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, remember. When we remind each other, every day I'm reminding you in the month of Ramadan, I hope you are not offended. I'm not focusing on on anybody, I'm reminding myself, actually. So that wherever I go, I remind the people with the reminder of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But while you are doing this, like what the Prophet said, ad-dinun nasiha, what is religion? Religion is about reminding each other. If I don't care about you, something is wrong with me. If a husband see that the wife doing something wrong, they don't care, something is wrong with the husband. If the wife sees something wrong with the husband and she don't care, there's something wrong with the wife. That means she don't care anymore. That's not a good sign. Parent, if you see the children not doing the right thing, do you remind them? You have to remind. You love them. That's why you remind them. When we remind you, brother and sister, it's not because we don't like you, because we love all of you for the sake of Allah. And also remind ourselves. But remember, Allah said, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'idatil hasanah wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." Allahu Akbar. See how beautiful the word of Allah. When you want to call anybody to Allah, to follow what Allah wants us to do, what the Prophet wants us to do. Number one, Allah put a condition, bil hikmah. What is hikmah, brother and sister? What is hikmah? Alhamdulillah. Wisdom. What is the best wisdom? In the Quran, يُزَقِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The Prophet was sent to help us to purify our inner self with the book of Allah وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Hikmah is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the hikmah of the Prophet in 23 years. Everybody who hit him in Makkah became a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Follow his way. Wal maw'izatil hasana. Hikmah will follow with beautiful words. You use the best word. Use the best kalima, best approach, inshallah. Now I want to end the tazkira tonight with this beautiful hadith about helping each other, about reminding each other. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith, "Man naffasa an mu'minin qurbatan min qurabi ad-dunya nafsafa Allah anhu qurbatan min qurabi yawm al-qiyamah." First the Prophet said, whoever rescue a Muslim from a distress, when a Muslim is down, having a lot of problem, and you are there to help him in whatever capacity that you can, Allah Rabbul Alameen will rescue you from your distress on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. You help someone here, Allah help you in Akhirah. Then the Prophet continued, he said, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُؤْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever make things easy for one who is facing hardship, Allah make this world and the hereafter easy for him. Make it easy. Life is easy. Islam يَسِّرُ وَلَا تُعَسِّرُ. The Prophet said, Islam is easy, it's not difficult. Don't make difficult. Don't make it too difficult that people will abandon Islam, people don't even want to pray. Because you make it too difficult. And that's why when Imam is leading the prayer, even the Imam can read long surah. Most of the young brother, they are in the mahat tahfiz. They can recite 10 minutes per rakaat. What is going to happen to all of us? We will curse that Imam. Maybe you come to me and say, who is the Imam? Can you change the Imam tomorrow? You don't have to tell me to change, I will change them. Because they make it too difficult. But if they are praying alone, they can recite as long as they like. Nobody disturb them. But when you are praying as an Imam, their ma'mum, their elderly, people who are not well, you must feel for each other. Make it easy. Then Allah make this world and the hereafter easy for all of us. And the hadith continue. وَمَنْ سَطَرَ مُسْلِيمًا سَطَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ فِي أَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي أَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. This hadith is a very authentic hadith from Sahih Muslim. The last part of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever conceal, who cover the faults of a fellow brother's or sister's weaknesses. If you see any mistake, weaknesses being done by anyone in front of you, even our own children, if they have done something wrong in front of us, you have to honor their what? To honor their honor. Because the Prophet said, "Qul li Muslim, ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa malu wa irdu." Every Muslim is sacred to another Muslim, his property and his life and his honor. He have their marwah, dignity. You want to help him? Yes, you should help him. But you do not expose his weaknesses. You do not do it openly where people will look at him differently and he will feel very, very hurt. He knows that what you say is right. But because you don't use the wisdom that the Prophet have taught us, he or she will never listen to you. He will look at you with what? With love? He'll look at you with what? With anger. He don't like you. And next time he come, he don't want to be beside you anymore. He'll run away from you. You have good intention, but your approach is not using the approach of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even they are at fault, they have done something wrong, you have to approach them with wisdom, love. Not in public, slowly talk to them, remind them. Because the Prophet said, whoever conceal the faults, the mistake of any brother or sister in this life, you don't embarrass them, Allah will conceal your fault, your mistake in this world and the hereafter. Allah repay you with double. You help one person, Allah help you twice, this world and the hereafter. We all have our weaknesses. Do we have weaknesses, brother and sister? We have a lot of weaknesses. Alhamdulillah, we admit that we are weak. Alhamdulillah. When you don't admit, then the ego will come in and eat you up. Then you become arrogant. You thought that whatever you say is 100% correct. No. Sometimes there is something that is right. There is sometimes you also say something that is not right. You are right, but the way you say is not right. And there's a lot of difference. Yeah. You have the right intention, but the way you say things is not right. Listen at the last statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. The Prophet is telling us Allah is always there to help any one of us here, as long as we are always ready to help another fellow Muslim brothers or sister. Even they are not yet Muslim, you are like to help them for the sake of Allah, Allah will help you. If you always think of reminding each other for the right intention, Allah is going to help us more and more. So what we have to do, brother and sisters, we try our level best. Islam is a very, very simple religion. When you talk about fasting also, at the end Allah said, yuridullahu bikumul yusra wala yuridu bikumul usra. Allah intend ease for you. He never intend difficulty for you. Remember, the basic foundation of religion always start with ease. See, in the early stage of Islam, Allah still allow a lot of believers to drink because they are all drinker. Drink what? Zamzam liquor. They love liquor. They drink liquor not with bottle. We only bottle, but barrel, drum. This is hardcore drinker. Allah never said they are wrong. Slowly Allah come in. Look at how Allah guide us through His book. Keep on reminding, if you used to get drunk, get high before, when you want to pray, don't drink before pray, drink after. So when you are praying, you remember what you are saying. But later on then, slowly Allah said, liquor do have some benefit, but the side effect of liquor is worse, is more. Harm is more than just something good. At the end Allah said, khalas. When they are ready, no more drinking. Alhamdulillah, everybody with an open heart, open mind, khalas, throw all their wine. Today, if you go and call the people, just go and throw, they throw at you. Yeah. It will cause harm to you. It's very important to have the right spirit, brothers and sisters. Yeah. I would like to end with what Allah said. Anything to do with our prayer, remember, Fattakullah mastata'tum. Always hold to this ayah, a very beautiful ayah. Where at the end of the day, Allah said, you do your level best. That's all. Don't force yourself. You want to pray while sitting for the sunnah prayer? Please. You can do so. You want to sit on the floor? Please, you are welcome. But if it's going to hurt you, don't sit on the floor. Sit on the chair. That's why we have a lot of chairs. The last row, alhamdulillah, veterans. Years after years, the chair increase. Why the chair increase? Because our age increase. Alhamdulillah, we still want to pray. It's better than those who don't want to pray. Not only the sister are having their saf, the chairs saf, but the brother also outside is having a lot of chairs. Alhamdulillah. One day we all will pray with on the chair. Maybe the imam also have to sit on the chair. But anyhow, if that's what you can do, do it. Don't worry what people say about whether it's correct or not. Allah knows. If you purposely do not want to follow what Allah wants you to do, it's you and Allah. It's still up to Allah to accept or reject. Up to your intention. But if you know you have a reason, when no one knows about your reason except you, and Allah is all merciful. Don't worry about what people say. Your prayer is not valid. Inshallah, valid. Yeah, don't worry. We have been learning about Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah is here to make life simple. You follow tradition, you follow opinion, you follow what people say, it becomes more difficult. That's why Allah calls you to follow Quran and the Sunnah. فَإِنْ تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If there is any dispute, disagreement, confusion, immediately go back what Allah said, what the Prophet said, khalas. If you still have problem, brother and sister, meaning your foundation is having some problem. You have been learning, but you keep on forgetting your foundation. So remember, Islam is what? Islam is what? Difficult? Easy. So when it's easy, make it easy. Don't make it too easy. Yeah. Just make it easy. And then inshallah, fattakallah mastatatum. Allah said, try your level best. That's all He wants you to do. May Allah accept all our prayers. May Allah soften our heart and our mind so that the coming night we are getting closer and closer. We are standing connected. No more disconnecting the stuff. Inshallah, brother and sister. Yeah, we hope to see you again and again. And we pray, may Allah strengthen our iman and increase, yeah, our taqwa. Amin. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته